The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, PhD. Saliva samples can help diagnose SMA, study demonstrates. Genetic analysis of dried saliva spots identified people with spinal muscular atrophy, a study demonstrated, and possibly for the first time. The scientists noted that this non-invasive and low-cost alternative method of genetic screening may be suitable for programs held in schools or workplaces without the need for blood collection, or samples can be sent by courier to enable remote diagnosis and eliminate clinical visits. The study, Detection of Spinal Muscular Atrophy Patients Using Dried Saliva Spots, was published in the journal Genes. Nearly all cases of SMA are caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene, resulting in the impairment of motor neurons, which are nerve cells that control voluntary movements. The main symptoms of SMA are muscle weakness and atrophy. Genetic screening is the most accurate way to diagnose SMA, which involves collecting a blood sample, letting it dry as a spot, then checking for mutations in the SMN1 gene. Early diagnosis and treatment can significantly alter the disease course and be life-saving in some cases. However, extracting blood from children and adults can be moderately invasive and may require a visit to a clinic and/or blood collected by a healthcare professional. A less invasive, alternate screening method using dried saliva spots has been developed, tested, and now described by scientists based at the Kobe University Graduate School of Medicine in Japan. To our knowledge, there has been no reported study employing dried saliva spots as genetic material to screen for SMA, the team wrote. While newborn screening for SMA has begun in many countries, there remain many older children or adults with SMA in the population who were not detected in early infancy and may be diagnosed late or may not be diagnosed, the researchers added, delaying or denying them access to treatment. Saliva was collected from 40 SMA patients and 21 healthy controls, and air-dried as spots on a special filter paper. All patients had been genetically diagnosed with SMA using dried blood spot analysis. The center of the dried saliva spot was punched out, added to liquid, and then put through polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, which copied and amplified a selected segment of the SMN1 gene known as exon 7, commonly deleted or mutated in people with SMA. A second gene called CFTR was also amplified by PCR from the sample to serve as a reference. A control sample contained segments of the SMN1 and CFTR genes in a preliminary analysis, whereas in a patient sample, the exon 7 segment was missing. Samples were then subjected to melting curve analysis, in which DNA segments were gradually heated until the two strands of DNA in the double helix separated, which was detected by a fluorescence technique. The control sample showed a melting peak at 77 degrees centigrade, or about 171 degrees Fahrenheit, for the SMN1 segment, and another at 82 degrees centigrade, 180 degrees Fahrenheit, for CFTR. The patient sample had one melting peak for CFTR, indicating the absence of SMN1 amplification, the researchers wrote. Calculated for the values at the top of the melting peak and reflecting the amount of amplified DNA, the SMN1-CFTR peak ratio, or SCR, value was determined. The SCR value for the control sample remained stable for at least 1 month after saliva collection, but decreased slightly beyond that time, suggesting that SMN1 degraded more easily than CFTR, the researchers noted. Based on these findings, all samples were then tested within 2 weeks of saliva collection. All of the control samples showed two melting peaks for SMN1 and CFTR, whereas all 40 samples from SMA patients had one melting peak for CFTR, which was consistent with the results of blood tests, the scientists said. The SCR value of healthy controls was 0.59, while the SCR value of SMA patients was 0.13, which was a statistically significant difference. An SCR cutoff value of 0.2 was established to identify those with and without SMA from these data. We demonstrated the potential use of dried saliva spot sampling as a good alternative source for SMA detection using PCR, the scientist concluded. The sample collection procedure is non-invasive, easy to handle, and requires no hospital visitation.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. A lot of times I talk about how there's extra considerations to take into account when you have SMA. In Halsey Blocker's latest column, Giving Thanks for Our New Home, she talks about some of the things they had to consider when choosing and moving into their new house. Here's her article. After many months of searching and navigating the challenges of house hunting with a disability, that's a story for another day, I'm extremely pleased to say that we have finally found our new home, and we're just in time to celebrate the holiday season around the cozy, wood-burning fireplace. My family now lives in an older Cape Cod-style house on a little under an acre property with a scenic creek and forest. We're close enough to the city to continue easily enjoying amenities and entertainment it offers, but we have the luxury of a secluded space with only a handful of friendly neighbors nearby. After taking possession of the house, we came over to more thoroughly explore our purchase and begin some light remodeling. It would still be a few weeks before we fully moved in. There was work to be done first. The new floors were installed. A group effort by my family and Southwest Carpenters who volunteered their time and skills. Walls were painted, bathroom fixtures were replaced, a fence was built, and the whole house was cleaned. Fortunately, much of the house was already accessible. My bathroom is the area that required the bulk of the accessibility updates. The narrow doorway needed to be widened to accommodate my rolling toilet shower chair, and the large vanity was replaced with a smaller floating sink. Throughout the rest of the house, saloon-style doors were removed from entrances to living spaces to allow maximum clearance for my wheelchair, and folding ramps ensure that I have access to the entire main floor. Eventually, these ramps will be permanently replaced with more inviting ones that complement our decor and color schemes. One of the most important things that had to be done before we could move in was eliminate the lingering smell of smoke. The scent badly irritates my weak lungs and causes my body to produce excessive amounts of mucus that has to be removed by suction and cough assist machines. The smell was successfully cleared out by removing old carpets, coating the walls and ceiling in smoke sealing primer, and having the air ducts professionally cleaned. The air is now clean and easy for me to breathe. With all the necessary projects finished, it was time to move. We had the freedom to slowly start transferring our belongings to the new house while we worked on it, but many of the things couldn't be moved until the very end. All of my medical equipment, the furniture that stores it, and my hospital bed needed to be in the same house as me. The process of transferring all of this at once has similarities to the detailed system we used to pack for vacation, just with more cardboard boxes. Ever since we arrived, we've all been busy unpacking. As I decide where to keep my belongings, I have to consider how to make sure my medical equipment and supplies are easily accessible for my family and caregivers. I also need to find places within my eyesight for my personal belongings, like books, art supplies, and clothing. These things must exist in harmony with everything that's necessary for my care. I've found that watching Get Organized with the Home Edit on Netflix has given me some great ideas on arranging everything in a system that meets my needs and those of the people caring for me. Utilizing clear storage containers has helped keep items within designated zones, and I can still see the contents of each bin from my seated position in my wheelchair. I've also adapted the Home Edit's rainbow organization for my clothing. Hanging everything by color has made it easier to point out what I want to wear each day, and it's quite pleasant to look at. At this point, we're mostly settled in. There are still boxes to sort through and put away, There are also more projects to complete around the house, but that just means there are opportunities to transform the space the way we want to. As I sit and gaze out at the picturesque views of the forest clinging to the final remnants of golden autumn, I listen to the sounds of my family filling this new home with life. Tools echo off the walls and food sizzles on the stovetop. Conversation and laughter float through the rooms. The dogs alternate between dozing on the couch, playing, and patrolling the windows. Joyful music resonates from the piano that was generously left with the house for my brother. I know that this house is a blessing for our family, and I look forward to adding new memories to its story. As Thanksgiving draws near, I am thankful for this new home that I get to share with some of my favorite people. Thanks for sharing that with us, Halsey. I'm sure now that you've had some more time to settle in, and you've made all the accommodations you need, that it'll feel even more like home every day. That's all I have for you guys today. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.